This is the big story. Tomorrow's morning lows in Kansas City will be 1 degree with a wind chill of minus six. It won't quite get that bad in the east, but safe to say whatever does fall here is going to stick around until further notice. We're in it now.
President-elect Trump's lawyers have asked a judge to pause Friday's scheduled sentencing in the New York hush money case. Legal analyst Lori Levinson is a former federal prosecutor.
The Court of Appeal will basically have to decide whether they put on halt any sentencing of Trump before he takes the oath of office again, or whether they say to the lower court, do the sentencing. You said there would be no prison time, and we'll work out whether there were any irregularities in his conviction after that.
Later today, Congress will officially certify the results of November's election, 4 years after the attack on the Capitol. CBS's Scott McFarland says security is tight.
This time, there is enhanced security, more checkpoints, more officers, and tall black fencing surrounds the Capitol today.
North of the border, a leadership change. Reports say Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will step down as Liberal Party leader, but will stay on till a successor is picked. He's been prime minister for 9 years. It's the first workday for New York City's new congestion pricing law that slaps a toll on vehicles entering the heart of Manhattan. A new headache for commuters.
That's crazy. It's ridiculous, you know.
Ridiculous, but that new money is designed to improve mass transit, according to officials who back it. Secretary of State Blinken says there's a renewed push to get a ceasefire in Gaza before the end of President Biden's time in office. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Blinken, traveling in Asia, said there's been a re-intensified engagement over the last couple of weeks, including by Hamas.
We very much want to bring this over the finish line in the next 2 weeks, the time that we have remaining. And we will work every minute of every day of those 2 weeks to try to get that to happen.
President-elect Trump has said there will be hell to pay if hostages held by Hamas are not freed before his inauguration on the 20th, now viewed in the region as an unofficial deadline for a deal.
And checking Wall Street's, right now the Dow is up 228 points, the S&P up 68. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Some aren't getting anything. Some are seeing up to 6 inches. The National Weather Service has a winter weather advisory through this afternoon with lake effect snow, the reason for the alert. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Racine County Jail inmate Devontae Caraway faces potential first-degree intentional homicide charges for the death of Joseph Lee at the Racine County Jail on New Year's Eve. The jail assault lasted less than a minute. Kenosha County investigators are leading the inquiry. A 13-year-old accused of terrorizing Kenosha's Roosevelt Elementary School has been deemed competent to stand trial. That trial will take place in juvenile court next week with a judge ruling on the case. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is warning about scammers impersonating officers. Someone's calling people claiming to be Lieutenant Dan Klatt. They're demanding money to avoid arrest. People are being told to report any of those calls to the Racine County non-emergency number. And a Racine daycare is organizing a donation drive for a staff member and her family after a New Year's Eve house fire. The Growing Tree Child Development Center is collecting clothing, baby supplies, and other necessities to help that family recover from their losses. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks are in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Toronto tonight to take on the Raptors. Milwaukee looking to get out of a rut. They've lost four of their last five games. Doc Rivers asked if his message is getting through to his players.
I think you guys think we don't say anything or something. You know, what do you think? We're watching film and just it's quiet time? No, I mean, I'm being serious. Like, do you think we're not saying stuff? Like, we say stuff every day. What's not happening is we're getting off the bad starts. We're not moving the ball. We're not playing right. We got to play right. We've done that. We got to get back to doing it.
NFL, for the first time in 6 years, the Bears beat the Packers. It came on a last-second field goal. The final, Chicago 24, Green Bay 22. Next, the Packers play the Eagles in Philly, Sunday at 3:30 in the playoffs.
We don't hang our heads about this. We just use it to learn, use it to go forward. You know, it is just disappointing because, you know, we should have won that game.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN. A winter weather advisory is in effect for Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Racine counties until 4 o'clock, with lake effect snow ongoing, heavy at times. It's reducing visibility and making for some slick and slippery stretches. And winds are also feisty, making our high temperatures in the upper 20s feel more like the teens. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Paul Harvey's rest of the story deals with nudity. Do I have your attention? It's coming up at 12:05 on WRJN.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more gold. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know? Have me a time with a poor man's lady, itching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune.
Oh, I love my rosy child. Got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now.
Magdalene Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Magdalene Rose, make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night to set the world right.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
I can't imagine.
news, timeless hits, WRJN. I mentioned Badgers playing tonight, 5 o'clock here on WRJN, taking on Big Ten rival Rutgers. But basketball, high school basketball, returns tomorrow after the Christmas break for schools. Tomorrow night, 6:30. Pre-game for the Waterford-Burlington game here on WRJN.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X-Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road, X-Golf, where golf season never ends.
At Just Brew It, every cup tells a story to warm your heart. Nestled in Union Grove, it's your winter haven for heavenly beverages. From handcrafted coffees and soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community, carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat by the fire, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It, right on Main Street in downtown Union Grove. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Ow! Sweetie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door?
Or is it more than...
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You say-
sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be blue. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. Here's your trivia for the day. Lead guitarist for this band was lead guitarist for Lynyrd Skynyrd as well. Ed King was his name. WRJN.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Ed King's many things I can't define. Occasions, but swaggings, but to your mind. Sense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
If the sense of compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw, look what you saw.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Kind. Dead kings and many things I can
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. The next Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, one of the all-time great instrumentals, coming up about 1:45-ish on WRJN. Now, let's get you up to speed on what's going on around the world and up your street from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Lake effect snow is the reason for the advisory. The National Weather Service has the winter weather advisory in place through this afternoon, with several more inches still to come in certain areas. The counties included are the ones along the lake, including Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee. There is a bigger winter weather impact to the south. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. The deadly assault in the Racine County Jail last week lasted less than a minute, and no other inmates alerted guards about the attack. Inmate Devontae Carraway will likely face first-degree intentional homicide charges for the death of 35-year-old Joseph Lee at the Racine County Jail New Year's Eve. There are emergency buttons in an area of the jail where the assault happened, but those weren't activated by inmates. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says guards followed safety protocols. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is investigating. The 13-year-old accused of terrorizing an elementary school in Kenosha has a court date this week. The teen was deemed competent to stand trial following a mental evaluation. He's charged with entering Roosevelt Elementary in November with a duffel bag containing airsoft guns. The trial will take place in juvenile court with a judge ruling on the case. The trial is set for next week. And the Racine County Sheriff's Office is warning about a scam. The scammers are claiming to be Lieutenant Dan Klatt and are leaving voicemails requesting callbacks and demanding money to avoid arrest. If you get one of those calls, you're asked to call the Racine County non-emergency number. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Winter weather advisory is in effect for Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Racine counties until 4 o'clock, with lake effect snow ongoing heavy at times. It's reducing visibility and making for some slick and slippery stretches. And winds are also feisty, making our high temperatures in the upper 20s feel more like the teens. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
News. Timeless hits. Surf's up, dude, on WRJN. News, timeless hits, WRJN with the Stones, the Bad Boys of Rock and Roll. Nudity is the issue But Paul Harvey's rest of the story, nudity from 1916.
No, no. yourself, and you will ruin the love you have. Oh, but I hate to say I told you so, but baby, you got to watch your soul, girl, but it's all right, girl. You are paying now, but it's all right. So goodbye now, goodbye, girl. You're paying now, so bye-bye. You hurt me once, you hurt me twice. Oh, but baby, never cut no ass.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. If this song sounds a little chaotic, it was written at a Laurel Canyon party. Yeah, explains it.
Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Celia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come home. Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh,
J.N.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. She said,
suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Was
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Gary Lewis has a thing about she, because she's just his style. WRJN.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say? I would say what's on my mind, but the words are hard to find. But I'm gonna try to tell her anyway.
Don't you know that she's
this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. It's a rough go from the nation's midsection into the mid-Atlantic states because of heavy snow and ice.
I had to move a little bit. I just moved just too much over and it went right off the road.
That man's car ending up in an embankment in western Kentucky. At least three deaths are blamed on the storm system. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Snow, ice, frigid temperatures, and blizzard conditions wreaked havoc on the roads across the Midwest just as millions were trying to make their way home at the end of the long New Year's Day holiday weekend.
Man, it's ugly out here. Real ugly.
In Kansas City, Missouri, icy roads forced stranded drivers to abandon their cars and trucks.
Power is out to tens of thousands in several states. The Washington, D.C. area could get a foot of snow. CBS's Jim Crisula on storms in the South.
Confirmed tornadoes have caused widespread damage across parts of Louisiana and Mississippi. This woman's mobile home park outside historic Vicksburg, Mississippi, was heavily damaged.
It was incredible. The ground was shaking. The wind was so strong. I can feel it, and it only happened a matter of seconds.
The mid and deep south are in for record cold temperatures and biting winds.
Now to Canada, where Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he's moving to step down as his political support erodes after 9 years on the job. CBS's Chris Mavridis is in Toronto.
Once Justin Trudeau's leadership resignation becomes official, the next step will be for the Canadian Liberal Party to find a new one, and that could take a while, typically about 6 months, not unlike the U.S. primary. adversaries, the Canadian leadership process is also long and can get really ugly. Right now, the heir apparent is the recently resigned finance minister, Chrystia Freeland. It's no secret she got under the skin of incoming President Trump when the two renegotiated the North American Free Trade Pact.
Well, here at home, Congress will act today to certify the results of the November election 4 years after the Capitol attack. Security is tight. President-elect Trump's lawyers today asked a judge to pause Friday's scheduled sentencing in the New York hush money case. Correspondent Christian Benavides is in Atlanta, where people are paying tribute to the nation's 39th president, Jimmy Carter, who died last week at 100.
You had a steady stream of people who were coming here to honor former President Jimmy Carter. I spoke to one woman who said she once came to the Carter Center for a tour of the center, and the tour guide was none other than former President Jimmy Carter.
Later this week, a funeral at the National Cathedral in Washington. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 367 points. NASDAQ is up 339. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast